And the much-anticipated Special Delegates Congress of the ruling NDC in Sunyai, capital of Bonavu region, officially takes off today. The host city Sunyai is said to be bursting at the seams due to the influx of thousands of party faithful. Sunyai is virtually under siege from hundreds of delegates drawn from the national executive, regional and constituency levels, and the party's branches abroad, the media and people from all walks of life. This is the first time a sitting president is being challenged for a second term bid. A team of Radio Ghana correspondents is at the Congress to give our listeners a comprehensive coverage of events. On the line is our regional correspondent, John Sam Arthur, to give us a situation report. Hello, John Sam Arthur.
Hello.
Yes, so what's the latest?
Well, right now I'm at the Sunyani Airport, where the regional minister and other dignitaries are here awaiting the arrival of the president. About 2 hours earlier, the vice president arrived by an Air Force jet, and he was also met by the regional minister and other dignitaries here. And also in attendance were a lot of party supporters amidst brass band music, you know, overjoyed at the arrival of the vice president. So right now I'm at the airport where the president, I should say, will be arriving any moment from now. But one interesting thing is the difficulties with accreditation. You know, apart from the journalist who got the opportunity of being accredited at the national headquarters of the NDC in Accra, all the others here in Sunyani and others that have traveled from other parts of Ghana to Sunyani hoping to get accredited here are facing serious challenges, and they're being tossed here and there. So we are hoping that at 2 o'clock, where we've been asked to meet at a location in Sunyani, we'll be able to be properly accredited so most of us can get access to the Sunyani Coronation Park. So that is what is happening here right now.
Yes, and what is the atmosphere at the airport?
Well, it's very, very interesting. Word has come out that the president's arrival is a few minutes, maybe some more minutes than as people expected. So, interestingly, people are making themselves comfortable, probably for a longer wait than they anticipated. So, party supporters are scattered all over at the airport. Everywhere that there's a little shade, people have gathered there, and are preparing for a long wait, you know, for the president. Interestingly, other people who are ordinary travelers using the airport are also, you know, suddenly very interested in what is happening. The security is also here in their numbers, and it's just it was a festive atmosphere a few moments ago, but I think some information has come in that the president will be not coming as they expected. So the music is gone down now and people are resting as they await for the president's arrival.
Thank you, John Samasa. As we go over to correspondent George Ankra to tell us what his perspectives are about the situation there. Hello, George. Yes. Well, so far, the host minister, Kwajonya Michemafu, has stated, has given some points about adequate security measures which have been provided to prevent security breaches and any incidents. And we have correspondent George Ankra to give us some perspectives about security. Hello, George. You are knowledgeable in these security issues. So far, the host minister, Kwajonya Michemafu, has given assurances about adequate measures which have been put in place to prevent security breaches. You have been around. What is the security situation at the Congress?
Yes, Mercy, you will be surprised to hear that the security details have taken their positions, strategic positions, since 2 days ago. Now they have moved to the Coronation Park and everything is calm. They are ready to maintain orderliness, law and order. And I'll actually tell you that there is no problem at all. Everybody is confident that the arrangement is complete and in order.
Yes. So from what you are telling me, you are satisfied with what has been done so far.
Very much so, we are all satisfied. Yeah, because the experts started their work long before today.
Yes,
and they have completed all the arrangements.
Yes, I earlier spoke to John Sam Arthur, and he spoke about some challenges about accreditation. Do you have that problem?
Yes, I am told that there is accreditation problem, and the officers are seriously working on those yet to be accredited.
Yes.
It is true that there was a bit of a hitch over accreditation, which is a very serious security anchor, and earlier in the day, the presidential security coordinator, Lieutenant Colonel Tan Yang, told newsmen that anybody without accreditation will not be allowed into the coronation park tomorrow. However, we are told that the officers are seriously working on the accreditation so that all newsmen are provided with accreditation before tomorrow.
Thank you, George.